A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yud Ches, Baba Metzia 118b, pagination is 236. Starting from the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, it's about 13 lines up from the bottom. Shtei ginos zu al gav zu. There are two gardens, two vegetable gardens, one on top of the other. In other words, they are not literally on top of the other like a first story and a second story, but one is on a higher level than the one that's next to it, which is on a lower level. There's a drop in the topography here, and the vegetables that grow from the ground that's in between them, where that drop takes place, is the discussion of our Mishnah. V'hayerek beintayim. There are vegetables coming out in between them. Rab Meir Omer Shal Elyon. Rab Meir says they belong to the upper person. Rab Yehuda Omer Shal Tachton. Rab Yehuda says they belong to the lower person. Amr Rab Meir. Rab Meir said, let's do the logic. If the upper person, theoretically, who owns this land, this GPS location, if he would remove his earth and bring the level of his ground down to the level of the lower person, there would be no vegetables anymore. They are only growing because they're growing from his land. Tremendous way of looking at that location. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im yirtza atachton lemalo seskinaso." Let's look at it the other way. If the lower plateau person would fill in his garden with earth, so that he raises his level to the level of the upper garden, en kanyerek, that would also obviate the possibility of these vegetables growing. And therefore, who really is in control? Who is really the contributor that's creating these vegetables? And therefore, we have a machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Amar Rab Meir. Rab Meir said, Me'acha sheshneim yecholim limcho ze al ze, since they both theoretically could have an argument here. They could negate the growth of these vegetables. Roen meichan yerek zechai. So ultimately, you should just look at the situation where the vegetables are growing. Where are they growing from? They're growing from the upper person, and therefore it should be his. Amar Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon said, Kol sho ha'elyon yachol lifshot es yado v'litol. Anything that the upper person can reach out his hand and grab, harehu l'shalo, it's going to be his. If he can reach it from his upper garden, then it's his. V'asha'or shal tachton, and anything lower than that belongs to the lower person. Rashi explains, you'll remember that in the beginning of the Mishnah, we had a machlokis between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Meir. Rab Meir said it belongs to the upper person. Rab Yehuda says it belongs to the lower person. According to Rashi, and you could see it one line up from the bottom in Rashi, Kide Omar Rab Meir, Hoil Me'afaro Huchaya. Rab Shimon is following the opinion of Rab Meir, according to Rashi. Rab Meir said it belongs to the upper person, really. But that only applies to what he can reach with his hands. V'asha'or shel tachton, and everything else belongs to the lower person, says Rashi. V'elyon hu gufei afkurei mafkir luhu ligabei. Because the upper person makes it hefker for the lower person to be able to take. He makes it ownerless. He has no use for it. Why not? It is growing out of his land. Sheginai hu lo, because it's degrading to him. Litol rishus, to ask permission, likonis lesoch shachaveiro velilkot, to go into his friend's property, to be able to collect his produce that's growing out from this interesting drop in the topography. And therefore, because he doesn't have access to it without doing something that's degrading, asking permission from the other guy, so he just leaves it go. Perhaps it looks like he's being stingy. What, for a few vegetables? So you're coming around and getting special permission to come through me to collect your vegetables. So there's a gedder, there's a rule. Anything that he can reach, and the Gemara is going to say on the facing page, Shaloyanos, without stretching unduly, a normal reach, that's going to be his. Everything else, he relinquishes his rights to it, and it is going to be available to the lower person to benefit from. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, this is indeed brought. And the ruling is, Kol Shoha Elyon Yochol Lifshot Yodo, anything that the upper person can reach out and take, that he's able to get the root and take it, that belongs to him. Uvelvad Shelo Yenos Atzmo, provided that he's not stretching unduly. Vashor Shel Tachton, and everything else belongs to the lower person. The Rama adds, Hoise Yado Elyon Magiad Lamata, if the upper person has a situation where he really can reach very far down, Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, even though he can reach it, Koshu Samach Lakarka Pachas Mishlosha Hushalmata, anything that's less than 3 tfachim from the lower person belongs to the lower person. We have a concept of lavud. If it's within 3, it's aras samichta. It's considered the normal up and down of the ground. We have this in Hilchas Shabbos, for example, with vegetation that's within 3 of the ground is considered ground in terms of being mishtamish be'ilon, using a stump of a tree. If it's within 3, even though he can reach it, it's still considered the lower person's. But again, as Rashi understands, Reb Shimon, we're paskining fundamentally, like Reb Meir, that it belongs to the upper person, but it's only the amount that he could reach comfortably. After that, he's mafkir it, because he finds it degrading to go to the lower person and ask permission to collect these vegetables, perhaps because they appear to be a little bit contested, and he's not going to do it. Instead, he relinquishes rights to what he can't reach easily. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.